The mall leading to Buckingham Palace was already busy with well-wishers and sightseers from early afternoon. Union Jack flags everywhere. This family came from Gloucester to enjoy the festivities.
I think for me, it's because of it's something that my children are never going to experience. So it's something, you know, it's such a historical thing that we need to be in London.
And among the crowd, one or two who've actually met the Queen.
I know personally the Queen. I've been the ambassador of the Democratic Republic of Congo in this country. I met the Queen more than 10 times in my life. Every time when I come back to her, she remembers all the things we did or we spoke 6 months before, and she come back as it was yesterday.
Basking in warm sunshine down here on the Mall in central London, the celebrations for the Queen's Platinum Jubilee are invoking a kind of sense of national well-being that seems a world away from the day-to-day problems of high energy costs and the war in Ukraine. The monarchy has its supporters and indeed its critics, but the power of occasions such as this, the appeal across all walks of life. The party at the palace was staged on a specially constructed 360-degree platform right in front of the Queen's London home, Buckingham Palace. 22,000 ticket holders got the close-up view, but thousands more were watching and listening from the surrounding parkland, and millions more on television. Two-and-a-half-hour concert in honour of the Queen's 70 years as the UK's head of state. The Queen herself was never expected to attend the concert, her public appearances increasingly limited by physical frailty and mobility problems. Nonetheless, the tributes to her were heartfelt and sincere.
For 70 years, you have worked so incredibly hard, not just for the people of this country, but for the whole Commonwealth.
Windsor Castle is barely 20 miles away, so if we cheer loudly enough, she might just hear us. So let's all join together.
And amid the celebration and the sense of historic occasion, there is the realisation that this jubilee is likely one of the last opportunities to celebrate the reign of Queen Elizabeth during her lifetime. We talk about love. Paul Brennan, Al Jazeera, London.